God bless you. May be seated. Amen. If you would allow me a few moments here, I want to say thank you so much to everyone that's here this morning. Isn't this a beautiful congregation? I said, isn't this a beautiful congregation? I'm telling you, God is so good. So good. But I want to honor these wonderful people, this beautiful church family, Praise the Lord family. Amen. What a beautiful family of God, and thankful for these special people. Thank you for the wonderful relationship that we have had over the years with this church. And it's because of the leadership of Brother and Sister Crosswhite and the hand of God upon him that has given us this special day. When you look around and see this congregation, I don't know if this is your first time here or not, but I can look back in the years of time, and I can see a little white frame church on the north side of Nacogdoches. A little small congregation gathered there, and then look here today and say, don't we serve a living God? You may not see all the days of sacrifice and all the days of prayer and Brother and Sister Crosswhite giving of themselves to this work. What is it that a man could say about whom God has blessed and continues to bless? What a mighty God. What a mighty God. We love and appreciate these folks. Thankful for letting us be here and all that you've done for us, the gift baskets and the B&B, Brother Brown. Just like being at home. It had just been unbelievable, all the chips and drinks and surprise, things that are there. Mighty God, I feel like the Lord has come this morning to speak to our hearts. I feel the heart of Brother Clark, this precious man that has been such a blessing to my family and to me special. There's been many times that in prayer, his friendship, his voice of wisdom and understanding, his love has reached out to me in prayer through times that we have gone through. And I so love and appreciate this man and his family. Just unbelievable. God has got some beautiful people. Beautiful people. But I've come this morning to, I just want God to be the master and I want to be the servant. The Lord had spoken unto me, and then I feel the unction of the Spirit of God as the Lord has unctioned me that souls have come here today searching. Searching. As the choir was singing that song, the Lord spoke right down the middle of the message that he has placed upon my heart. The word said, I love your voice. You have led me through the fire. I feel like that those souls that are here today are searching. That's the reason you're here. You may feel like, well, I just come to an Easter service. I don't think so. I think God is the leader of our lives, and He's led us to that place. I know we've had the choir and we've had the music, and I appreciate it so much. Always look forward to hearing Sister Christian Calk over the air. It just blesses me immensely. Her worship and music. But I just want God to lead us here today, and I feel like He's here if you'll let Him. If you'll stand with me, I want to go to the word of the Lord. I know there's a long day ahead and I'm in the way. But I just want God to have His way. I want this service to be a little different, Brother Crosswhite. I'm not here to perform. I'm not here to put on a program. I just want the voice of God to speak to us. Usually we have the singing and then the preaching and then the altar call, but I want to say this. This altar is open at any time during this service, whether I've preaching, started, midway, toward the end. If you hear the voice of God speak to you, you come. You come. Because it's all about Him and you. It's not about me. It's not about the service. It's about a relationship that God's reaching to a hungry soul and a hungry heart. It doesn't matter what time you feel the unction of God. Surrender to it. Surrender. Will you do that? If you'll go with me to the book of John, Chapter 20, if you have your Bibles. And I'm going to be reading in verse 15, John 20 and verse 15. I want to step in here to a conversation that's taking place in the Bible. I would say I'm eavesdropping. But in these words, there is a message. There's something so powerful that God is speaking to us. We find the Lord in the garden. It's Resurrection Sunday, Resurrection Day. We find Mary Magdalene there. She's in the garden and her life is so turned around. She's there seeking. Jesus is there, and I want us to hear this conversation between her and Him. Jesus saith unto her, "Woman, why weepest thou?" His second question, "Whom seekest thou?" And she, we look at her through the eyes of the word of the Lord. She's supposing Him to be a gardener. Saith unto Him, "Sir, if thou have borne him hence, tell me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away. And then Jesus saith unto her, Mary. And she turned herself and saith unto him, Rabbi, Rabboni, which is to say, Master. And I would like to focus, if you don't mind, on this simple thought, where thou hast laid him. Could we bow our heads, Pastor, please?
Lord, we thank you for the truth. Thank you for the hope. And we thank you for the power that you have in our hearts to receive. God, to catch what you're trying to give over.
Everyone said amen. God bless you. May be seated. It's a very powerful lesson. Truth. From the sound of God's voice as he speaks in this place in the garden. And I just want to kind of tarry here a while and not hurry away from the voice of God at our Lord's grave. Peter speaking to David in the book of Acts later on made this statement in the second chapter. He seeing this before spake of the resurrection of Christ, that his soul was not left in hell, neither his flesh did see corruption. And we learn on one hand that he was declared to be the Son of God. And on the other hand, we're taught that the victory of faith stood there that day in the graveyard, in the garden. Victory over death. The Lord did not tell his people as he ministered so many times that you wait until the end of the message. But he said when faith reached out, and he demonstrated this, when faith reached out, God answered faith. And virtue flowed. It is the same God yesterday, today, and forever. We still serve a God that when faith reaches out, God answers. It doesn't matter how many times had he walked down the road of life and souls have cried out, God, I need help. God, I want you to change my life. I'm tired of the way I'm living. I'm tired of the things that I'm facing in life. You are such an awesome, awesome God. When we hear the first words of our risen God as he speaks, the Lord said, woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? I tell you, we're here this morning. There's souls in this auditorium this morning that you're seeking something in your life that you want to see God change. You're seeking in your life a pathway that can reach down out of heaven and touch lives and change. We're seeing in this auditorium this morning, God looks down and he sees the hearts of lives of people that say, God, I need you in my life. God, change my life. God, make a difference in my life. God, I don't want to be where I'm at. I want to step up a little higher, God. I want to draw a little closer, God. There's something better than the way I'm living. Woman, what seekest thou? What are you looking for? Where are you? In our great Beatitudes from our Lord, he said, blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are those who mourn and weep. Blessed are the meek. Mary speaks to this man that she supposes a gardener. And her words were, if thou hast borne him hence, tell me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away. Mary had no perception, no insight into the resurrection. Even though she had witnessed her own brother Lazarus raised from the dead. And she also had heard the words of Jesus' own mouth at the tomb of Lazarus when he told her, I am the resurrection. I'm telling you, how many times has the Lord stepped into our lives and brought that simple truth? I'm admonishing you here today. God is reaching down. There's searching souls in this place this morning. There's hearts this morning. You need to back up and look at the reality of what our Lord had said. He said, I am the resurrection. I'm telling you, we serve a living God. Our God's not dead. He is well able. His spirit has the power and the healing to reach down. I'm telling you, God, you're looking at a church full of changed lives. You're looking at a church that knows and has felt the healing power and the ministry of God's spirit. We don't serve a dead God. He is the resurrection. He is the power. He is the Son of God. He is the Almighty. He is the Holy One. He's alive. Hallelujah. Hear the voice as he asked Mary. She said, where have you laid him? The relationship and the bond of fellowship, the visible manifestation between her and her Lord was gone. She was there in the garden and her heart was aching. She was there in the garden, just life seemingly at the end. All she had left was a hope of, where's he at? I need him. I want him. He's my life. No one has ever done me like Jesus has. No one has ever touched me like he has. No one has ever demonstrated the power and the glory of the promises of a hope that I have never experienced in my life that I need so desperately. Where hast thou laid him? Because I want to take him away. I want to lift him up. I want to take him to that place. Relationship. Ask yourself, what is the link or the bond of relationship between you, yourself, your fellowship, and God? Ask yourself, sir, lady, find yourself in this garden of life. Our heart's empty when Jesus is not there. Never had it dawned really upon human intellect that the divine would seek a supreme habitation in the simplicities of human life. That's you and I. That's you and I. Can you imagine God saying, I want to be with you. I don't only just want to be with you, I want to be in you. I want to be your Lord. I want to be your God. I want to be the one to help you in life. I want to be your shepherd. I want to be your master. I want to be your Lord. I want to draw you to that place. You're searching. You're searching. You're searching. I'm telling you, God is the answer for your searching. Mary said, where is he at? Where have you laid him? I want him in my life. I tell you, when God hears that faith of somebody saying, I want God in my life, I'm ready to lay it down. I'm ready to bring it to the altar. I'm ready to say, God, my life needs to change. I'm ready, God, if there's any way, would you reach out and touch me? Would you draw me to an altar? Would you call my name? Could I hear the voice of Almighty God speak to me?
Yes, indeed. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
You see, Mary had not lost something. Mary had lost someone. Have you ever felt the loss of things? Possessions, maybe. Property, titles, positions, human dignity. Some things in our life can be replaced. But have you ever lost someone? Close friend? A mom? A dad? Brother? A sister? How about a son? How about a daughter? Have you ever stood in a garden, a graveyard, and stood at a stone there, and maybe mom and dad or someone, and said, I just wish I could talk to you one more time. I just wish I could hear the sound of your voice. I have my precious wife here And I lost our oldest son. Most of you know him, or some of you don't. Down syndrome child. A child who, from the day he was born, trusted us to take care of him. All the days of his life, some 53 plus years. We go to his grave quite often. And there we feel the emptiness of fellowship and relationship with him. That is what Mary was feeling in that garden. I'm talking about a real life, a realness of life, a truth that is a part of life. When we read the writings of Job, it tells us the importance of the power of the voice of God. Job had lost all his possessions, his things. He also lost all of his children. He could name them one by one. Matter of fact, he had been to the house of God many a time to offer sacrifices at the altars of God to pray for them. Job 1 and 5 tells us that it may be that my sons have sinned and have cursed God in their hearts, and then it made this expression, thus did Job continually. Job lost his health, lost his friends, lost his dignity, lost his possessions, lost his children. And in the 23rd chapter, we hear from the voice of Job as he said, "Oh, that I knew where I might find him, that I might even come to his seat." In these same words, we hear the spirit of Mary. "Oh, that I knew where I might find him. Where have you laid him?" Mary and Martha had experienced the loss of Lazarus. In John 11, Jesus saith unto her, this is before the garden, "Thy brother shall rise again." Martha said unto him, "I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day." Jesus saith unto her, "I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth on me, though he were dead, yet shall he live." Then in John 12 and 1, "Then Jesus, 6 days before the Passover, came to Bethany where Lazarus was, which had been dead, whom he raised from the dead." May I say again, if Mary had lost or had not lost something, but someone. She had lost the voice there as she stood in that garden. The voice of God. We know that there's a God. And we know that He is able to give life even in the chambers of death. For the voice of God has all power. Someone here in this building this morning, there is a searching in your soul for the voice of God in your life. I believe that with all of my heart. I have felt it in the Holy Ghost. There's a presence of the Almighty God in this house this morning. I don't know where you're at in God, but there's someone here that you have lost the voice of God in your life. Perhaps it was in the younger years, or perhaps it was in time that's gone by and things have happened and things have changed and maybe you have felt the emptiness, but there's something about the voice of God that is implanted in a soul that can speak to a heart. I'm telling you, there's no one, not even in the graveyard, that can hid from the voice of Almighty God. We serve a living God. We serve a God that's able to reach in to the depth of your soul and to bring life back out of where death. There's a voice of God that's speaking in this auditorium, said if you'll just come to an altar, if you'll just call on my name, if you'll just reach out, you'll hit me. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, God's in this house. God's in this house this morning. God's in this house. If you surrender, it doesn't matter if I'm preaching or not. Just step out and say, God, I've lost something, but God, I'm not going to lose you. I'll give Him praise this morning. Hallelujah. 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 I'm telling you, the voice of Jesus Christ, the voice of resurrection power, is calling souls in this service this morning. We serve a living God. Amen. Jesus said unto her, Mary, Mary. She turned herself. She looked at Him and she cried, Rabboni, which is Master. I could almost hear her cry. There was such a joy in it at once again hearing the voice of God. But it was a voice, her cry of Rabboni was bathed in tears. Because of the greatness of God, that thing that had been lost was once again, she heard the voice of God. I'm telling you, that's when apostolic preaching begins to step into a world of darkness and say, we serve a God, and that God has a voice, and that voice is the preaching of His word, and it's the power of His spirit, and God can feel, and God can touch, and God can raise from the past that was dead. God can give life in the power of His name, in the power of His spirit. God can reestablish. God has a church. Oh, come on. I'm telling you, we ought to be on our feet saying, my God is alive. My God is alive. Woo! Even in the graveyard, my God is alive. Even in a dead spirit, my God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I come to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Rabboni, Master, 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 and tears streaming down her face. Jesus is not the gardener of the graveyard. Come on.
Amen.
He is not the gardener of a graveyard.
Hallelujah.
All it takes is the invitation from you of faith, and you're going to hear the voice of God.
Yes.
If you call on Him, if you'll ask,
yes,
if you believe, if you'll obey, that's when the work of God really starts.
Amen.
It starts the day that you answer the voice of God that's calling your soul this morning.
Yes, amen.
I need some of our ministry. If you're a preacher, I'd like for you to just come up front right here and just begin to lift your hands and pray this morning. My Bible tells me where the Spirit of the Lord is, that there's liberty.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to tell you, if you come, you won't be alone. If you come, God will change your life. If you come, God will minister to you. If you got a need in your life, why don't you call on Him? God's speaking to your heart. Why don't you say, God, I want to answer. God's talking to that place in your life. Why don't you come to Him? God wants to help you. Why don't you give Him a chance? If you let faith reach out, if you let the power of God reach out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Why don't you join with these that love Him, that need. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you, I hear the voice of God calling. Hallelujah. Mary, sir, ma'am, lady, if you'll just come, if you'll just call on His name. I'm Master Rabboni in my life. Hallelujah. Mary heard the voice of God. She heard, felt the Spirit of God speaking to her. Come on, why don't you stand with me across this building this morning? Where have you laid Him? Ask yourself, where have you laid Him? Have you laid Him in the past? Have you just laid the Spirit of God and the voice of God down? I'm going to tell you, there needs to be a resurrection of the Spirit and the voice of God in the church of the living God, in the saints of Almighty God. I want to lift up my voice. I want to praise Him. I want to glorify His name. I want to lift Him up. Rabboni, Master, Master, I want to hear Your voice. I want to feel Your Spirit. God, I want to obey Your word.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I don't care what the enemy has to say. I don't care what this world has to say. I got a God that can restore. I got a God that can reign. I got a God that can bless. We have a God that's able. We have. I'm celebrating a resurrection. I'm not in a graveyard. I'm in the church of the living God. Hallelujah. 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 What a God. What a God. I tell you, in this building this morning, there's souls here yet that have not come, yet that have not surrendered. Come on, you just kind of wobbling on the fence in the place. I'm going to tell you, God is able to answer your need. God is able to supply your need. God is able to change that life. God is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, preachers. Take your liberty these and pray for one another. Hallelujah. Let God touch souls. Let God touch lives. Let God touch strings. Hallelujah. These ladies here, pray with them. Where have you laid him? Where's God at in your life? Do you hear his voice? I'm going to tell you, you came this morning because God's Spirit unctioned you. He's here in this house. He's here in this place. Where have you laid him? Ask yourself, where have you laid him? Are you walking in the gardens of life and trying to find God? God's... You come to the right place. You come to the right place. Why weepest thou? Whom are you seeking? Why weepest thou? Who are you seeking? I'm going to tell you, there's joy unspeakable in the power and the Spirit of God, in the voice of the Master. She cried with tears running down her face, Rabboni, Master, I hear your voice one more time. You're alive. You're alive. You're alive. You're my God.
Hallelujah. Yes, indeed.
Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Why don't you answer? Why don't we lift our hands across this building? Hallelujah. God, touch each and every soul, each and every life here this morning. God, touch these, Lord. Let them hear your voice. Let them hear the cry of God. Let them hear, let them hear, let faith reach out. God, say, yes, God, yes, God, yes, God. Yes, God, it's me, Lord. Yes, God, I need you. Yes, God, you're my God. Yes, God, I want to know you. I want to know you. I want to know you. I want to know you.
Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Do you have a need today in this place? Is there a need pressing? Has your life come to that place where you know you need something else? You've come to your empty moment, unfulfilled moment in life. Maybe you're in need of a healing today in your body. You got something going on in your life right now that needs an answer. You'll try everything else. But today, would you try and let God have his way right now in your life? Amen. He's more than just a sample that you get at a little grocery store, but he is a God that wants to prove himself. Amen. There's a need today in the house that God wants to answer. Amen. Other needs here today as well. Amen. But if you need healing in your body, let's start off with that. Amen. If you need God to heal you, we want you to come at this time. Amen. If you need something from heaven, I want you to come and I want you to pray. If your life is at that dead end and you know today you need help from above, amen. Don't leave here the way you came. This is not religion. This is God working today. That church sign ain't going to save not one of us. Amen. Going to church will not make us right. Amen. Going to Jesus Christ will. Amen. Would you open your heart right now? Let's pray one more time in this congregation. Amen. When you lift your hands up in this place, I want you to ask God to do his part right now. Lord, would you do your part as we reach to you, Jesus? We pray for the glory and the power of your righteousness, God, to flow. God, to the needs that are present in this house right now. We pray for the glory of your Spirit, God. We pray for the authority of your hand today, Jesus. There are needs, God, gathered here. We pray for the mercy of heaven to flow right now. Would you intervene, Jesus, with your grace and power and your peace? We worship you. We love you today, God. We believe you right now. Hallelujah. For that only you can give. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. If there's somebody near you, would you join hands or put your hand on their shoulder? Amen. I want you to pray with me right now. You ready? We're just going to pray. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, I pray, God, every barrier,
every spirit, God, every hindrance, every distraction, Lord Jesus, let it crumble. God, you really want to, Lord, you're meaning today, God, to touch and to, Lord, minister, God, in this place. And we want you to have that divine liberty to do what you will today in hearts and souls. God, we thank you for your goodness and your grace, Lord, your power. We thank you for the amazing love that you have for your people right now. God, would you heal? Lord, would you minister to us, Jesus? Let us receive what you have for us right now, God. I pray for the joy and the power, Lord, of what you've given, that we can leave here with celebration today, that we can leave here with worship to you, God, in a greater manner. I pray for those that are gathered right now, Jesus. We bind together and we believe together right now, God, for that of your spirit. Let your flow, let the well of the Holy Ghost minister. Let it spring forth right now in hearts and lives, Lord Jesus. We pray. We thank you for your grace and your goodness, Jesus. Thank you for what you did at Calvary and the grave. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. Would you thank the Lord right now? Let's celebrate what he's just doing. Thank you, Jesus. We celebrate you. We celebrate you, Jesus. We celebrate your power. We celebrate your mercy. We celebrate what you did at Calvary for us. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He is risen. Hallelujah. And he's still the chain breaker. He's still the pain taker. He's still the life changer. Amen. He is the mighty God, the everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. Amen. There are people in this building that were on drugs just recently, that God has broken the chains and delivered. There are people that were depressed and going through things. Amen. Hey, when we follow the wrong GPS signal, the wrong map, we're going to go the wrong direction. But when God turns the light on for you and you find yourself in the sea of life, amen, and you find the anchor of God, the help of God, in the path of God, amen, you'll find, amen, the blessings of the Lord in your life. And we're so thankful for that. Amen. Would you applaud the Lord Jesus Christ with me right now? Amen. Oh, clap your hands to Jesus. Thank you for working. Thank you for working for me, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. To God be the glory for all that he has done for us. Amen. Brother Zach, you get to do it.
Right there. Sister Alexa will be presenting these. Before our youth in Sister Becky's class, if y'all want to go ahead and go now, we're in, y'all are just, names are in it as well, but yeah, so, but yeah, if you're in Sister Becky's class, go to their class. They're going to do a drawing there. If you're in Brother Brian's class, go to Brother Brian's class. He'll be doing a drawing in there as well. So if you are in their class, they have a basket for a drawing. We did draw these names already. And so we do have winners for the sanctuary. Our first winner is Brother Jerry Craig. You won. All right. Our second winner, Brother Charlie, is Jaden. Jaden is our second winner. And Alexa will be delivering. Brother Charlie brought Jaden and a bunch of his family with him today at church. And so Miss Jaden won a basket. That's the our third winner. And when we drew this name, they were like, what is she going to do with all that? I said, I know where it's going to go. I said, them grandbabies are going to get it all. It's Mama Crosswhite. She's going to spoil a bunch of grandbabies, I'm sure. And the last one, the very big basket, got made, goes to Sister Savala. Sister Savala. Yes, the middle. Yes, middle Savala. They want to be clear. Yeah. All right. What we're going to do, give us just a few minutes. We're going to dismiss. We're going to go outside. We're going to have our candy rain. We have rented a lift. We want to do something a little different. And Brother Jeff is going to be getting in that lift if he's here. I believe he is. We're going to go up real high on the lift. We're going to have the candy rain down, and then we'll have the kids come up. We'll give more instructions when we get outside. Thank y'all for coming and making this day amazing, and happy Resurrection Sunday, Pastor.
They will let us know when they start the candy rain so we can go outside. But we want to say thank you for being here today, every guest, every soul that is here. And Brother Roach drove about 4.5 hours. Anybody else drove over 4 hours this morning? Anybody else? We're glad everybody came. We're glad we have people from Houston area, right? That where you're from, Houston area, that is with us today. And we're glad that Brother and Sister Clark came from Hillister to be with us, Woodville area, about an hour. And everybody's here. We're so blessed that you've come today. And we want God to do a great work in lives. Amen. You're welcome. Amen. To fellowship, greet somebody. Would you go to somebody and welcome them today? Amen. We're supposed to have the candy rain, and after, remember, we have a meal prepared in our third building. And we're going to ask some of our young men to go help prepare for the tables and set up. So God bless you. Amen. You're dismissed in Jesus' name.